What happens next happens here. Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
751, 36 degrees. I'm Gary Rivers sitting in for Pam Cook on News Talk 1480 WHBC. And boy, that incident in Miami, which ended in the suspension of NFL player Richie Incognito allegedly bullying another teammate, has brought to light a topic nationwide, not just bullying in the NFL, but adult bullying. And we have with us on the phone this morning workplace culture expert Michael Houlihan, who's going to talk a little bit about workplace bullying. Good morning, Michael.
Well, good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I wondered if this Miami incident has caused you to get a lot more interviews in the last few days as people talk about an incident that's kind of been pushed under the rug a little bit, hasn't it?
Well, certainly, and many people see this behavior and they say, well, these are people we look up to. These are people our children look up to. I wonder what this means for the country, and I wonder if this is going on in the workplace. And, of course, it is going on in the workplace.
Now you have a book that's been on the New York Times bestseller called The Barefoot Spirit, and it's about that topic, right?
Yes, it is. It's about how workplace culture can make or break a company. And in our case, it made our company. It created Barefoot Cellars, the most popular wine in the United States.
Wow. Well, tell me about workplace bullying, and is it as prevalent as we're being led to believe now?
Well, I think it's prevalent, and I think it's been around for a long time. But what's happening now is people have access to the Internet. You know, they can go to glass ceiling. They can go out and tweet about it. Things are, text. There's records now. And so what we're seeing is we're seeing evidences of this, and we're seeing a lot of it. But it's been around for a long time. I think the real challenge for us as a country and a nation is to say, when is enough enough, and are we willing to grow up? I think bullying starts at about age 6, and if it isn't kept in check, it can continue into your adult years.
What causes it? I'm assuming you've researched this enough to go into the wherefore and the whys of it, and then maybe how do you stop it?
Well, first of all, you're dealing with human nature, and as one of our great leaders once said, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So people wind up in positions of power either because of the structure of the organization or because of their physical size, mm-hmm. or because they know something on you, and then they can manipulate you. If the workplace culture allows for this to happen because the owners and the stockholders are not keeping a good eye on what's going on, then it results in all kinds of things. Now you start to see a reduction in production. You start to see loss of customers, loss of relationships, and loss of staff. So this is a situation that I think that responsible managers have got to take seriously and basically put a stop to.
Now, that incident with the Miami Dolphins, I'm assuming you followed that pretty well.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I just saw something earlier this morning that said that Glazer, or Martin, rather, the one who was bullied, actually texted Richie Incognito after the fact and said everything's okay. It's just that it was the culture in the NFL and in the locker room. It wasn't him as an individual that he was upset about. Does that make sense to you?
Well, any kind of a culture that allows that type of behavior is going to be subject to public scrutiny and to some degree of shock. You have to remember, these are the people that our young people are looking up to.
Yeah.
And so these are the heroes, you know. These are like the modern-day gladiators. And many of these sports people, they were in sports in grammar school, then they were in sports in high school, then they were in sports in college, and then they became professional sports players. When did they ever stand on the other side of a counter from a customer? When did their behavior ever have to be held accountable for their livelihood? And what we're starting to see now is that is happening. It's happening because the internet. It's happening because of texting and the records that we keep of our behavior. So this type of behavior is now documented.
Yeah.
It isn't that there's more of it. It's just that now we're starting to see it.
All right, workplace culture expert, author of the New York Times bestseller book, The Barefoot Spirit, Michael Houlihan with us this morning. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to continue following that Miami Dolphins story because that's amazing how that's transpired. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Mom, Dad, I need to talk to you. I'm scared.
I don't think I can go back to school tomorrow.
There's a guy and some of his friends who are after me.
They hate my clothes, the way I talk, everything about me.
Mom, Dad, did you hear me? I'm scared.
Listen to what they have to say. Take a stand. Lend a hand. Stop bullying now. For more information, visit stopbullyingnow.hrsa.gov.
Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
It's current stuff. What's going on around where I live and world news.
News Talk 1480. WHBC.